Mike and Joe say they need some kind of intro for this crap. Well, this is Mike and Joe's crap. Enjoy! It'll be lots and lots of, well, crap.
Hey, it's Friday night, and I'm Mike the Man, and this is The Real Life, and I've got my special guest here, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. We also have a few other people here going around the room. We've got Noah.
Hey.
And Yehuda.
Hello.
And even Josh.
Good evening.
All right. Welcome to you all, and thank you for participating in the show. As always, you can send feedback to MikeTheMan@gmail.com or even call the international vanity number that Joe is cracking up about. International dialing code 1-206-888-MIKE. Mike. Yes, it's Mike. Wait, is that 206-888-MIKE? You can also call Joe at 206-666-JOE-B. So, haha, there you go, Joe. We'd like to kick off the evening with some...
I just want to say one thing.
Crap. Here we go.
Getting somebody else a vanity line is like masturbating for them. It doesn't work, dude.
What?
You got me a vanity line.
Yeah, so... I
didn't want one.
It's like getting somebody a sweater or any other kind of present.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you're just jealous that you didn't think of it first.
No.
Wait, you actually give people sweaters as presents? Aren't sweaters those punishment presents? So you mean he doesn't want a vanity line, so you're punishing him by making him have one?
Most definitely. I am punishing Joe. Joe, hereby you are punished.
Watch out or I'll lick the mic.
Do not lick the mic. Please, please stop. Do not lick the mic.
Feedback.
All right, going to feedback, our reader feedback. What do we have here? We've got from our good friend Johnny to put more music in. And sorry, Johnny, we're not going to do that. We're still going to close the show with a song every week and hope that you enjoy the song. But that's pretty much our limit on music because some people just can't stand suddenly, oh, they broke into song. Oh, no, I can't handle it.
La 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 la.
Didn't we do that?
Yeah, we did.
I think we did do that. Yeah, that was pretty sad, wasn't it?
Still is.
Actually, Noah told Joe to stop licking the mic, and thank you, Noah. You know, I mean, he doesn't listen to me anymore, but maybe he'll listen to you. Stop making faces, Joe. Stop making faces.
They can't see that, Joe.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm on radio.
Yes, Becker. Yes, you have a mic in your hand. Try licking it.
Hey!
Give me that. Cut that out.
Tastes like chicken.
Oh. Okay. If this is your first time listening to the show, please realize this is where I get together with my friends. We just talk about shit, and then we all laugh. So
and there's a horrible echo, which we apologize for.
Oh, yes. We do apologize for the echo. We're working on minimizing it.
If this is your first time listening to this show, go listen to the others. You'll at least make a little bit of sense of this. Not much, but you can pretend.
Yeah. I mean, the other shows have been fun. I'm very proud of each and every one of them. And hopefully well, there'll be many, many more. Going on
that
to
was a
feedback.
Threat.
What?
That was a threat. There will be many more.
Why is that a threat? Come on, this is good stuff. Mm-hmm. This is like, you know, quality.
Quality shit.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Back to the feedback.
Apparently Noah also knew that the movie, the pizza movie referred to,
yeah.
Which I still don't know what it is.
I Love You to Death.
It's called I Love You to Death.
I Googled it.
Well, we're lazy, okay? We don't do that.
We don't even bother Googling with that lazy.
I mean, come on. Google is like the easiest search engine on the net, and I can't even do that. Come on. I'm just that lazy. Leave
we're
me alone.
Men.
What?
We're men.
We're men.
We're
men.
Proud of our idleness.
No. No, no, no,
no. No, 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 no.
That's just you.
Hold on. Let me check.
yeah, it seems like Josh is wearing tights.
Yeah, I'm wearing tights.
Please note it's Valentine's Day in Israel. Really, not kidding. Today's Tu B'Av, which is the love day, and Josh is wearing tights.
What? Okay, I do apologize about all this.
This will come back to haunt you someday, okay? When you're big and like making it on Broadway, I'll show up at your door, knock, knock. Who's there? It's Mike. And what do you want, Mike? Who? The guy who you were wearing tights next to that night in Jerusalem.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. Oh, shit. No, go away. Here, take $500,000. Just shut up and destroy the evidence.
And please note, it took no urging. We just asked him to, and he licked the mic wearing tights. God. This gets better and better from show to show.
Yeah, and another point from Noah is that we should have more guests on the show, so that's why y'all are here. Yay!
Yay!
Good for the guests. Our lovely commentator or commenter or what is the commentator?
Bougie,
we love you. We always like to read off some of her comments, and that she
because
says
as
that
opposed to us, she is intelligent.
Yes, she is intelligent, highly intelligent.
I'm intelligent.
No, you're not.
Thank you for that wonderful moment.
Thank you. That's one for posterity. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Bougie writes that she doesn't watch porn, not because, quote, don't watch porn. That is, it's not a matter of principles or anything. Porn is simply boring. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to take a pause there because there's more, but porn, boring?
Yes.
Wait a second. That depends on what porn.
Depends what porn, yes. I mean, you know.
There's good porn and there's bad porn.
That's true.
And porn where all it is just girls going,
I like that song.
That's boring after a while.
What about the one with the guys then when they go,
Yeah, that's fun.
Guys, don't do that noise.
I'm sorry.
We're manly men.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. I've heard some
things. Yeah.
Trying to go back to feedback.
And
it's
to sanity.
Easy. And to sanity? No, we've never had that. Continuing, quote, there are very few movies which aren't boring, I guess. Mostly when they're funny. Porn comedy is a great genre on the rise. But, you know, most people just don't really watch porn for the jokes. Hold on a second. Some of the best jokes I've gotten are from porn. It's like, you know, hi, are you here to fix the radiator? That's a great joke, okay?
I'm a pizza guy.
Oh, yeah, pizza delivery guys, yeah. Capitalist conspiracy to get the industry going. You know, there aren't enough pizza delivery guys, so we say that they're, you know, always getting some, so that way they oh, I'm going to be a pizza delivery guy. Yay! Boobies! Yeah. Well, that's always important. There's a lot more stuff here. About peanuts on the floor, and she says that sounds painful. She spells it a bit differently than we would spell peanuts typically. Yeah, and that boobies are not malignant. That's right.
That's right. But just until they're of the mental age to deal with them, they can treat them as malignant.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, what's growing out of my chest? Ah. Just y'all can't see this, but Noah just heard that line, took a look straight down, and just you know, nodded it. Yeah, go for it.
Reminded me of a joke of Berkeley Breathed, or however you pronounce his name, who did Bloom County, and he's caricatures and you know, little comic strips. Mm-hmm. And one of them, he has these three characters, and they make a blonde joke, and this blonde walks by and says, "You three men should take a real strong look at what makes you men." And they all take a you know, they take a look at their crotch and go, mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nothing like looking down there and going, yeah.
I'm glad you know.
Say that again.
I'm glad you get a kick out of it.
Well, somebody has to, you know. I'm fairly alone at the moment. You may not have noticed the complete lack of female companions.
We have noted quite often, at least twice every show, that Mike is still single.
I'm still single, so lovely ladies out there in the world of internet bytes and megabits, I'm single, and you want me. Something I did forget to mention at the beginning. I may be jumping in and out of the show. I got chili cooking in the kitchen, so, you know.
Which, despite its name, is actually quite hot.
Oh, it's so hot, it'll sear your eyebrows off, you know. I mean, that stuff is great.
Excellent for the sinuses.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
Bougie went one step further than you did, Nah. She actually provided the link to the movie, the
IMDb site.
I am the what? Yeah, the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. The who?
Yeah, how did she know what movie it was?
I'm guessing she Googled it too.
She said she quoted.
Oh, that's right. She quoted you on it because she didn't know the name, but then she went up on IMDb and found it. So next time, if you are going to comment about, provide the most accurate information you can find, so that way we can stay lazy.
And also so that way Mike doesn't have to bother searching when he puts the link onto the podcast site to all the links.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next time.
All right. Well, so that's a bit about the feedback.
Nothing else?
No. There were a couple of other things. Yeah, it's just like the four of us.
Oh my God! We did a podcast. Let's download it immediately and listen to it. Yay!
And Bougie.
Yes.
To listen to this.
No, I'd be guessing Nier would listen to it.
I don't.
I've never listened to it.
Now you know it exists, so you know I can mail you the link and you can download it.
Oh, and
cool! Something I can do every evening.
I convinced. By the way, Josh Becker is also single. For all those
that's
women
right
out there.
And Josh is really nowhere near as sad as he's appearing so far. Really, really, I think
that coming from Yehuda Parad is something.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Anyway, what else do we have?
Trying to get on with this damn show because it's not really going anywhere other than feedback from last show.
Mike, what are you doing on Saturday night?
Saturday night, I will be participating in a show called the Saturday Night Stand, The Dates of Wrath, which is supposed to be a sketch comedy and improvisational comedy showcase where hopefully lots of people will come to a restaurant.
Oh la la, on King George in Jerusalem.
Yep. And sit around, have some drinks, and
mingle,
laugh.
Mingle.
It's a singles night kind of thing, even though I'll... Where hopefully a lot of people who are single, so that way I can maybe hook up. That's why I do this stuff, yeah. Hopefully they'll come around and laugh and see how stupid I can be. That's pretty much the real reason
they
I'm doing
listen
it.
To this podcast.
Just as stupid as you can, seriously.
It's a tough race.
I can be really stupid, I promise you.
Really? How stupid can you be?
Yay, yay! Mike can totally beat that. Trust me, I know.
Okay. Yes, thank you. I think I might have to rethinking the fact of having Yehuda on the show. He knows too much.
Okay, next up on the agenda.
Yeah, next up on the agenda, we'd like to cover our weekly bars and whatnot and restaurants. Joe.
We should have... a comment to Johnny. I do think we should have music for this corner. So maybe next time we'll add music for the bar corner. However, I'd like to talk about two places. The first place is the Woodbell Bar. I went there last night on Thursday night with my friend Ellie Sandler. And it's really nice. They do card you. They check if you're 18, so you get none of the 17-year-olds there. However, they've got like 11 beers on tap. They've got the classic Tuborg and Carlsberg. But they also have really nice music. The owner knows what the music is. Like, we talked about music. It was nice. The food there ate great. It was filling. I had an eggplant dish, which was nice. The fries were eh. The beer on tap was mainly sweet, and that really went well with what I had. The music's nice. It's a wood place. Nice ambiance. Really nice. Worth going to. The service there is very good.
Didn't we check that place out a couple
weeks
ago?
We didn't go in.
We didn't go in because the music was deafening.
Yeah, but I was there and the music wasn't, so...
Oh, well, then you caught them on a good night. I walked by there and my eardrums were ready to shatter. It was,
I think that's when they have the live shows, perhaps.
Could be.
Or the other place that I went to with Josh Becker already twice, this is the Alberti's Cafe Bar.
Oh, yeah.
The food was nice, the service was fair, the prices were okay, however, there was nothing attractive. And it's on the second floor, so what I want to say is that there's no reason to go to it. Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true, because you can't see it well from the street either.
And it's got no special attraction. Like, the dishes are dishes you can get at any other place.
That's true.
So, we had one place to go to, which was the Woodbell Bar, and one place not to bother going to, which is the Alberti's Cafe Bar.
What about the place with all the flies?
We'll get to that another time.
Oh, okay. Joe loved that.
Okay.
Flies, I'm dying to hear about this.
Okay, we'll put it in. There's a place, it's not Hadarim, it's the other place.
It's one of the places on Luigi on Nachalat Sheva, yeah.
We're sitting there, and there's just the amount of flies was so horrible that every time I walk by, I shudder.
Joe's just like, I'm not coming back here again.
It was just horrible. It was horrible. We're sitting there and just flies and flies and flies, and you want to eat. And all I'm thinking is, there are flies in my food, aren't there? There are flies in my food. Okay, so that's another place not to go to.
Yeah, don't go there unless you like flies in your food.
And I'm going to have some of your chili.
No, the flies are staying far away from the chili, okay? This is bordering on lethal levels, okay?
Next subject.
This straight off of the hotcakes or whatever you get stuff straight. I don't know.
Hotcakes are what you call women or parts of their bodies hotcakes. That's not a good
What?
Hotcakes.
I think Mike meant straight off the presses, perhaps.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, it'd be nice to make sense now and then, wouldn't it? Okay, we just had a few technical problems that we had to cut about 10 minutes of our recording, and that kind of sucks, but we're going to try and continue from where we are now. And
on to another subject. On to another subject.
Yes, on to another subject. Men and gadgetry.
Okay, this came up because Mike has a new cell phone. Now, I think really? I mentioned on show 3 that Mike had a new cell phone. I think I mentioned in show number 1 that Mike had a new cell phone. It seems to be a recurring pattern here, and it made me think about the reason I have 2 cell phones. And
I have 2 cell phones.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, it's something about guys and gadgetry. We like playing with our toys.
Okay, a nice pause there for a second. Yeah.
And no, but seriously, like, what was the best thing that I can think of that has to do with the new movie number 1, 2, and 3 now, Phantom Menace, Return of the Attack of the Clowns and Return of the Shit by George Lucas. Is the fact that they redid all the action figures.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it.
You can go out and buy an action figure that actually shoots something now.
And, like, what is one of the best things about all that Kevin Smith's done? You've got it up there.
Oh, yes. My own little Buddy Christ.
Buddy Christ. Go
Buddy
see Dogma.
Christ.
See Buddy Christ.
I own one. I bought it in Monmouth, New Jersey.
Woohoo! Mike is not an example of men and gadgets. Mike is an example of wanting gadgets just for gadgets, irrelevant of being male or anything else.
This coming from a guy who has a collection of swords, knives, gadgets in another form.
They're very sharp gadgets.
Yeah.
Very, you know,
but
dangerous
Mike
gadgets.
Has a collection of lighters.
Of Zippo lighters.
Zippo
I have
lighters.
A small collection of Zippo lighters.
And every guy I know has some collection of some gadgets of some sort. Really. I mean, it's like, it's almost as bad as, like, people who play D&D and take it seriously.
Oh, man, we hate those people,
oh,
don't
yeah.
we? Yeah, we can't stand them.
Can't stand
we
them.
We don't associate with anybody like that.
Unless I'm related to them.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I'm not related to anybody. No, not that severe, no.
I don't have a choice on that matter.
Yeah, bummer.
Bummer. Sucks
yeah,
to be
but
me.
Gadgets also, you know, I mean, if it bleeps, if it has a light, if it flashes, if it makes
guys
noises.
Guys want it.
I want it, you know?
Excuse me, in defense of the D&D crowd, dice are gadgets too.
Dice are gadgets too. So yeah, actually we
know
a couple
people.
But please
note, he did not
people.
Say that D&D players are people too.
That's right. Hey,
no,
hey.
You're not getting the mic for
the
that
man
response.
Wants to speak. Let him speak. Okay. Let him speak.
D&D players people? What? No!
Yeah, on what universe? On what universe did Dungeons & Dragons people...
I think it was in the Greyhawk world. Anyway.
Moving on,
I just have a little spin-off, and that is that there is a form of gadgetry which isn't as unique, I think, to guys, but it's also kind of unique to guys, and that's board games.
Board games or gadgets?
Board games. Well, they're kind of another form of the same addiction. I think they are.
But they're not gadgets.
No, they're not gadgets.
They don't bleep. They don't,
you
know.
Unless they're Simon. Unless they're Simon.
No, Simon is a gadget. It's not a board game. It's not a board game.
It's not a board game.
Simon rocks.
Moving on to board games, because I kind of segued into it, kind of. I do want to plug one game, and that is the only board game now that I bother playing, and that is Settlers.
Really?
Settlers of Catan.
Oh man, Settlers is a good game, but can't beat Risk.
Oh yeah.
Risk is the most awesome board game of all time.
And what is the one rule of Risk?
You cannot leave until it's over.
No. No.
That's my rule.
No. The rule of Risk is that he who controls Australia wins.
That's not true.
It's true in 99.9%.
I mean, it's been true
cases.
The last five times I've played. But
several of which Mike lost, even though he tried to control Australia at least one of those times, as I remember quite clearly.
Yeah, but you see, my conquering of Australia usually comes after I've tried to conquer Asia. And
you
that's
can't hold on to Asia. You can't hold on to
you
Asia.
You hold on to Asia for one round, and you're golden. You know, that's it. Just
yes,
hold on.
Yes, but Mike, you have to
just have to repeat this continent. That's all. Asia.
Asia. For those who didn't hear it the first time.
Asia.
Okay, that's a Saturday Night Live reference for those of you who didn't get it. And if you didn't get it, then watch some Saturday Night Live.
Watch all of Saturday Night Live from the beginning, from like the early 80s or 70s till you get to that show. It'll take you about 10 years.
Mike, do you have it?
I have a couple episodes and some stuff. I mean,
Celebrity Jeopardy, man.
Yeah, I've got...
the cool ones.
Well, I've got a lot of stuff. I mean, my video archive is fairly extensive. And
sorry, Joe just told me to eat the mic.
No, do not eat me.
No, not eat the mic, lick the mic.
Oh, man.
Next we're going to be asked to leave the room as Joe and Josh eat the mic.
No.
Why leave the room?
Don't leave. You're my safety net.
No, they're not.
Oh, crap. I'm okay. In for a world of pain, aren't
Do
I?
We have a next subject. I'm just going to plug also Settlers of Catan. You can also play it online, and not like Risk, which sucks online. This game actually works online.
Yeah, it does work online.
Yeah.
It connects to the net. And
3D Connect or something it's called?
S3D.
Yeah. S3DConnect.com or something like that. Look it up.
We'll try and look up the damn link and provide it for those of you who are ignorant to the subject.
I'm ignorant to any subject.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
The only subject I'm really not ignorant to is... boobies!
Okay.
Somebody has to do
it. Naked women.
That was another reference to a TV show.
Coupling.
Yeah, if you can't make your mind up. Anyway.
We will never get started.
What is our next subject?
Okay, we actually wrote these down, for those of you who don't know. We actually wrote these down so that way we don't get too sidetracked, which we do. Next subject is A Place of Your Own, starring Joe.
Why starring Joe? Actually, Josh also has a place of his own.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he finally moved
it's
out
a
from
nice
his parents.
Place. I moved out from my parents a long time ago.
And then you lived for a while with a roommate.
And then lived with another roommate.
Who was a little more sane, but a pothead.
I lived with a pothead.
First you lived with a pothead, then you lived with a nutcase.
With a nutcase. Now I just live with myself.
Which is a mix.
Well, yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get on with myself, but I'm not always easy.
Okay. However...
If I've ever heard too much information, now is the time.
Okay. However, I'd like to point out something about Josh Becker's apartment. He has a bathroom, a closet, a kitchen, and one big room. Now, it's the dining room, bedroom, living room, den, entertainment area in one big space.
And recreational area, yes. Apparently.
Yes, self-recreational.
You know it, baby.
I think he was talking
Come
to himself.
Come visit me.
Come visit him. He's also single.
I'm single. Hey, I'm single.
Yeah, he is single, and he's looking to hook up. So, you know, just call his number, which is...
whatever.
No, I'm not going to say it online.
But just remember, he's single, and he's looking for entertainment besides
Mike,
himself.
I do like your eyes.
What were you about to say?
He was about to say bra, but he doesn't like saying that.
He may be wearing tights and a tutu, but I am not wearing a bra, okay? These babies juggle all on their own.
No wonder they're all over the place.
Okay. However, I got to say this. This week, the most empowering feeling I had, I just woke up in the morning, and I knew that this was my place. And, you know, where I laid my hat was my home that night, and it just felt damn good to know this was my place. Such a feeling of empowerment.
For those of you who don't know, Joe is not talking about my couch. He actually got his own place. Yay! After about 3 months, was it? Like 3 months?
Two and a half months.
Of which about 10 days I wasn't here. 2 weeks almost I wasn't
oh,
here.
Oh, the best days. Oh, no.
I'm out of here now. I'm out of here now.
But at least one thing.
You're
morning,
here now. You're freaking in my bedroom.
Yeah. This is interesting. He got up that morning. He felt like himself. He felt like it was his house. And then he came over here and made food.
He felt himself? What? You felt yourself?
I don't have a fridge yet. It's coming on Thursday.
Yeah. So he says. Yeah.
In the cinema tonight. On Thursday night,
Joe's apartment gets a fridge. The cockroaches.
The fridge is coming.
That's scary. Okay, that's just scary. The fridge. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Fridges are very scary. I once wrote a script for a horror movie.
Yeah.
About a fridge. And I just had to share it. That's it.
If I ever heard of too much information, I think that was it. No, just kidding.
A horror movie? No, this I'm interested in. Please elaborate.
Well, I had to write a script for school, and I wrote something about a fridge. I'm not sure what it was. It was a talking fridge.
A talking fridge.
Yes, it was.
It was based on you, Mike.
What? Hey! Hey!
I may be a little bigger than I should be, but I'm not a fridge.
No, very
and
fortunately
I'm definitely
for
not
me,
that cool.
I didn't know Mike then, and yeah.
Oh, so that means it's definitely not based on me.
Yes.
Okay, so this talking fridge, did it get out of control? Did it, you know, overtake a city?
No, it just, it started talking.
It started talking.
Yes.
And that's all.
And we couldn't stop it. It was actually
from talking.
A movie about trying to find an idea for a movie, and
it was a movie about trying to find an idea for a movie.
And the fridge wanted a line, at
if
least
you
one
couldn't,
line.
If you couldn't stop it from talking, it was probably based on your boyfriend.
Ooh, for those of you who haven't been following, Yehuda is dating Noah. So that was a slam against Yehuda.
I'm so glad the person who reminded everyone that I collect edged weapons previously and is currently in my house is saying nasty things.
Run, Joe,
it's
run!
It's good to know.
Yeah. Joe, that's not how you run.
My shoes are over there. I know my shoes are next to Yehuda.
Yeah, well. So now Yehuda has custody of your shoes.
Trying to move on.
Moving on, we would like to, if we're already slamming people, we would like to make one comment. It's not to 100% of them. It's just to all those that I know and maybe those that I've heard of. Texans, they're a little slow.
What?
For those who didn't get that, not only W, but also Mike is from Texas.
Yeah, and it's one hell of a place to be from. You're jealous, aren't you, you Jersey boy?
I definitely would rather be from Jersey than from Texas.
Absolutely. What the? Oh, now I got two Jersey boys, a Brit and an Israeli. What the hell? Everybody's ganging up on me here. What the hell is
it? Texans slow?
Well,
today, were you slow?
Oh, today I was very slow. Today, I was so slow. How many jokes did I not get? I don't know. It must have been
count.
Like
we lost count.
A very large number. Yes.
Yeah, it must have been like seven jokes. Somebody will crack a joke, and I'll just be like, "Huh," and then like a minute later, wasn't that funny? And they'll be like, "Everybody's laughing at me."
Well, at least you're not an Israeli. I just don't get them at all.
Lucky you. Awkward silence, yes.
To fill the silence, I will now perform a song for you.
God, no!
Okay, I won't.
We have talked a little bit in the past about all kinds of subjects. One of the subjects we have been avoiding is politics, and this I will say again. I've said this before. I'll say this again. For all those who know...
You said this before, you'll say it again.
Yes. Israel is a very political state, and we are not going to talk about politics, but we are going to say, and I'm going to say this, that if you're into politics, please don't march in a place that blocks me from going home. Happened twice this week. It just sucks.
Or me. I also like to get home without being blocked by marchers. And also, there are colors I like. Pick the ones I don't like. Take pink for your next color. You can have pink as your marching color.
Please.
I walk home, so, you know, it's cool by me, you know.
When you have enough money or enough status to get a company car, et cetera, yada, yada.
Now, me, I can usually get by these marchers, even though I have yet to run into them, seeing as I drive usually out through, you know, occupied territory every day. I don't really go through anywhere the marchers are going to march around unarmed, so it actually works.
Wait, the marchers are unarmed? Which marchers are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. The ones I don't see, you know. Anyway, not talking about politics.
By the way, I want you to know, because nobody sent in any emails, we had to give away all of the Frisbees.
That's right. We gave away the Frisbees and none of you got them. We gave them away to intangible and invisible people.
Actually,
we gave away the intangible, invisible thousands of Frisbees we had. I think we might have...
Which Mike was sleeping on. So, Noah, underneath you, maybe there's one there somewhere, underneath Yehuda somewhere.
I think there's some left. They're in with the other, they're in with a piece of the plane, you know? I seem to remember seeing some or running into some or not running into some over there. So they must be there.
You wouldn't even know if you ran into them because they're intangible. So, if you are the wonderful owner of a new intangible, invisible Frisbee, send me an email. MikeTheMan@gmail.com.
I would like to apologize about this following announcement.
I have crabs.
That was the following announcement.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to that public service announcement. We hope that you aren't subjected or... you know, get infected or...
Please remember that, yes, Mike is still single. Please note, in connection with previous announcements.
Let's see. He's a fridge. He's got crabs. He's a Texan, so he's slow. what else we said?
Have you missed anything? I mean, is this Mike bashing night?
We talked about the bra issue, that he doesn't bother with it, though he should.
And there are two men here.
He's still single.
And there are two men here who are apparently either eating or licking him at various points in the evening.
Cut it out!
Oh, yeah, Mark, baby.
Control, help!
Moo!
Don't moo. You and your moo. Yeah.
I'm in a good mood.
Okay, that was just tasteless. Okay, we're going to close off the show tonight. So I'd like to thank everybody who's been here. Okay, yeah. So we're going to end the show with one of we previously spoke about fusion and the fact that you can mix multiple things and have what's called fusion.
With a classic case of Israel having a Thai worker prepare Chinese food and put it into a baguette.
Yeah, so that's one classic case of fusion. And we'd like to end the show tonight with a fusion song, the best one of all time, which is, who is it, Aerosmith and Run DMC, Walk This Way. Yeah!
And Talk This Way.
Yes, not walk as in House of Funny Walks, Ministry of Funny Walks. That's a different kind of walk. But just to talk a little bit about fusion music, you get a lot of this thing where they try to do cross genres, and like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think that this song is the best of all. But you get like what other songs are there that try to do it? You get a lot of people who try to bring in rap into their songs. It usually sucks. You don't know, yeah. What? Anyway, the two people here are fighting over who's going to say anything. Yeah. In Israel, actually, one of the most popular songs is by Nurit, a very popular song by Nurit Galron. They had Gidi Gov come in and do a rap piece of it, and it works. It's cute. Yes, it originally was not. It's Yuri Travi. Sorry, not Nurit Galron. Yeah, Ba Me'ava, coming from love.
Anyway, that's it for fusion. So we're going to end this with a song that you will hopefully like. And again, send me an email, MikeTheMan@gmail.com. Call into the number, which is 206-888-MIKE. And I'd like to thank everybody who's joined in on this one hell of a mic bashing night. Thank you, Noah, Yehuda, Josh,
and Joe.
I just wanted to apologize to blind people and children who've been listening to this.
Bye-bye.
Wait, weren't the kids supposed to turn it off after the beginning? Good night.
Who was ready to play? But me, she was fooling. Why'd you know what she was?